We need to get to a place where everything we do stems from the presence of God. Amen? Going back, it's chair number one. Everything comes from our relationship with Him and knowing an intimate presence of Him in our lives. If we have His presence, we have fruitfulness. If we have His presence, we have joy. If we have presence, we have vision. If we have presence, we have wisdom. If we have presence, we have the power. If we have presence, we can overcome. Amen? And I believe this is a time because it's holiday time. And most people like a holiday because they're tired out after a busy year and they want to relax and chill out. And it's good to do that church-wise. And I believe we're going to have an amazing autumn. But we need to prepare. And that's what today's sermon's all about. It's about making sure we have an opportunity now to get into His presence so that everything we do for the rest of the year has His hand upon it. Amen? I'm too old to muck about with programs and things that, you know, the church might be saying, but God is not. He's got a plan. He's got a purpose. These are the end times. We need to focus. We need to join in with those armies that are gathering. It's not time to waste time or to be pulled away by insignificant things. It's a time for presence. Time to tune in again. Amen. So just in case you've all had a busy year and some of you might be feeling a bit dry, we're going to look at how we overcome spiritual dryness in order to get into the presence again. Amen? Am I just speaking to me? We all get spiritual dryness. We all sometimes just lose the plot. And things become dreary. And we go through the motions. Maybe that's you today. God doesn't want you to live like that. Amen? Amen. He wants you to be continually filled with His Spirit. Ephesians 5:18. Why is so spiritual dryness so common? When as Christians, our lives, our witness, our service to others should be empowered by the Holy Spirit within us. Because it's the major ploy of the enemy to tire you out with fruitless activity that you think is from God, but actually is distraction. Hello? I would dare say that 60, 70% of what we do in church is not God-inspired. I've seen it. I've lived it. I've preached it. And I'm fed up with it. Because we haven't progressed from the days of Pentecost. Well, we have. But there's so much more we can accomplish. Amen? 3.5 years of Jesus' miraculous ministry And the city of Jerusalem was unchanged. The Pharisees were still Pharisees. The city was still totally religious. And yet they'd seen the power of the Son of God. He was doing no better than we're doing now. Do you know that? But then, the day of Pentecost came. And they waited. And they tuned in to what God wanted. And they were clothed with power from on high. And they were obedient to the call. And in 2 years, there were 20,000 born again disciples of Jesus in Jerusalem. And it spread through the whole world. Does that say something to you? Well, it says something to me. We need to get back to the presence. Yeah? Don't be condemned this morning. The awareness of spiritual dryness is a gift from God. It's an invitation to come and partake of life again. Can we put this slide up, Paul? I'm going to give you very quickly 7 signs of spiritual dryness, just to check where you are this morning. And then 7 ways to change before you go out the door. Amen? To get back into the presence. The first sign is that we start giving out of emptiness or weariness. Spiritual dryness, if left undetected, can cause burnout. If we continue to give out in our Christian service while not being replenished. And we need to realize that sometimes we carry on giving, we carry on going through the motions, but inside we're empty. We're trying to give out of an empty tank. Ever felt like that? Perhaps that's you today. Or you're so tired, but you feel you ought to. Because that's how you're a good Christian. That's a sign. Secondly, we serve out of duty. When we are spiritually dry, there's a subtle shift in our motivation to serve God. We're no longer motivated by passion, but we continue to do it, but we feel we have no choice. We may be serving because others are relying on us, or we want to honour a commitment, or even feel a duty towards God. Because he's calling. We feel guilty if we don't do it. That's a trap. Amen? Check your motivation today. Are you serving out of duty or passion? Are you serving out of that presence and knowing him and intimacy? Or are you going through the motions because you ought to be in church, didn't you, Brian, on a Sunday? Thirdly, our faith is no longer contagious. Psalm 51, 12, 13 says, "Restore to me the joy of my salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit." Then I will teach sinners your ways, and they will be converted to you. When we're spiritually dry, it affects our relationships with those who do not know Jesus. We're not bubbling over. We have no joy. We are the typical Christian that people out there think Christians are. We go around with a mopey face. We go around doing the same things as they do. We have the same thoughts as they do. And we're getting drawn back into the world. Come on. You've been born again of the Spirit. Are you contagious? I want people to catch something off of you when you go out there today. An epidemic, like on the day of Pentecost. Fourthly, God feels distant. You've been there in the desert, don't feel he's listening to you. His voice goes quiet. Heaven is like the brass. When we're spiritually dry, there can be a gradual distancing from God. We're not hearing from him. We're not hearing him speak to us. However, God is in fact continually speaking to us. Amen. Let's recognize the truth. It's not God that walks away. He's constant. If you feel distant from God today, something's happened to you, not to him. Five, our spiritual life is in a rut. We lack excitement we once had in our relationship with God. Our devotional life, our connection to the Bible and prayer, it's been reduced to a rote exercise. 5 minutes a day. A quick prayer at the beginning or end of the day. If we read our Bible at all, it's probably once a week. That's a challenge to me. But we love God, but we've lost a sense of being in love with him. We need the freshness back. We need the presence back. Number six, some reaction to circumstance. See, we blame spiritual dryness sometimes on the fact that something's happened to us. We've faced a trial. We've had a trauma. We've been sick. We've had a disappointment. And yes, it does deplete us spiritually. But when those things happen to us, we need to run into God, not away from him. Yeah? So circumstances, don't let them drive you away. Turn them around and let them push you towards. And you'll have a different perspective. Seven, last one, negative thinking. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Romans 14:17. When we are spiritually dry, the atmosphere of heaven, righteousness, peace and joy, seems to evade us. Instead, we find it easier to give way to negative thinking. We falter in our ability to resist and cast down destructive thoughts and emotions. So, that's quite a list, isn't it? Anybody been in any of that? I've been in all seven. Yeah. Have you? if you're in any of them today, you can get out of that. Because his presence is here. He loves you. He doesn't want you in those things. The presence. Because he's got great things for this church to do. We'll never do it if we stay there. So how do we combat these things? We break the blame cycle. When we're working hard, serving or ministry, it's easy to blame things or people for our dryness. We may put the blame on busyness or circumstance or even people. You know, we say, well, yeah, it's because I'm busy. Or it's because I'm having problems with Leslie. And I've got to sort that out. And I'm so busy I can't spend time in the Word or whatever. We blame. We've got to break that blame culture. And we've got to take responsibility for our own spiritual life. Amen? You are how you are today because of you. Nobody else. Yeah? Own up to it. Because it's only you who can change it. Recognize your deepest need. It says in Isaiah 44:3, I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit. According to Scripture, the answer to spiritual dryness is intimacy with God and a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So we need to recognize our need is the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen? Don't blame anybody else. Recognize what you need and cry out for it. Scripture says if you ask God for bread, he's not going to give you stone. If you say, I'm fed up, I'm dry, I'm going nowhere, Holy Spirit, fill me. Guess what's going to happen? He's going to fill you. Because he wants the very best. For you. Thirdly, stop deferring. A common response to spiritual dryness is to look beyond our present circumstance to some future time when we will have the space and opportunity to be refreshed. It's what I call the I am waiting for mindset. I'm waiting for this busy season to be over. And then I can spend time with God. I am waiting for that person to come and ask my forgiveness. And then I'll be okay. No. That's not where it's at. Stop deferring. Now is the time. Today. Right now. Half past 11. On Sunday morning. In church. Today is the time. Don't go out there deferring. Or it'll all work out. You can change today. You can decide today. You can ask the Holy Spirit today. Fourthly, reconnect with God. John 7:37, Jesus said, let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Hallelujah. What a promise. come to him and drink. The river is flowing. As the deer pants for water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? David said. Psalm 42. For inspiration, recall previous times when you felt close to God. Remember the good things. Acknowledge and repent of anything that is in the way. Recognize God wants to reconnect with you. Fifthly, ask God to refill you. The best prayers are the simplest ones, like, Father, fill me afresh with your Spirit. Amen. Simple. Ask God to refill you. Acts 4, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, and they were given boldness to speak and the power to serve God. God has got so much for us in the autumn. So much for us to do and see and release and experience. He wants us to be ready. Amen. So let's reconnect. Let's get into the place of presence. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to refill us so that we're ready for the call. Review and refocus. Jesus only did what he saw the Father doing. No more, no less. John 5:19. There were needs that he did not meet, because it was not the Father's timing or purpose to do so. That's a key to you remaining in the presence. Don't allow those voices to drag you away into secondaries when you know that's not what you're meant to do. They may be good things, they may be commendable things, but are they going to release the purpose of God in your life? Let's review and refocus what we're involved in. Are you too busy? Are you too busy to pray and read your Bible? If you're not praying and reading your Bible, you're too busy. Simples. I'm a simple person. So simple, I know it works. Because I've tried everything else. I've lived long enough, been in ministry 50 years, and all of that rubbish doesn't work. The only thing that works is presence and dwelling in his presence. Number 7, very important, receive the support of others. Somehow we feel if we're spiritually dry, we better not share it, because someone might say, oh, Olga, you must be naughty girl if you're not receiving anything. Oh, and you're afraid they will push you away. Nothing to be ashamed about to admit that you're dry. Yeah? If you were thirsty, what do? You ask people for a drink, don't you? If you're dry, share it with somebody. Get them to pray with you. Get them to stand with you. That's what the body's for. That's what the family's for. Yeah? Let's encourage one another back into the presence. I can see lights coming on all around the room. Amen. Come on. Let's leave all this dryness stuff and get back to the real presence of God, where the life is, where the glory is. I've got 5 minutes of prophetic stuff that I feel God wants to say to the church right now. Can you give me 5 minutes more?
Yes, yes.
I won't take it if you don't want it. Okay, here goes. I heard a voice a couple of weeks ago, and it said this. Suddenly, it came suddenly, I heard the Father say, when I was sitting in chair one, I am feeding you fresh bread. And from that food will come forth your new sound. This is a time for the church to receive fresh bread, fresh insight, fresh revelation. We can't survive on the old manna anymore because it goes stale and it stinks and you can't eat it. And it doesn't nourish you. So what are you trying it for? This is a day of fresh bread. Expect God to reveal fresh insights from His Word. Expect God to speak fresh things into your life. Cry out for fresh bread. Oh, I want fresh bread. Amen. When I've been looking at the Word recently, fresh bread's coming. All that dryness stuff didn't come out of something I'd had years ago. It's fresh bread. Three quick Bible references. Three stories. There are more where fresh bread was released with a new sound. The church needs to hear a new sound from heaven, a new call to warfare. The church needs to hear the sound of heaven again. The sound of kingdom again. The sound of the Spirit again. It's a new sound. Judy will know this. If your guitar strings break, they sound pretty ropey. You put fresh guitar strings on a guitar, everything comes to life. Yeah? Fresh sound. There's a fresh wind coming. There's a fresh sound of the Spirit coming. First example, the name Bethlehem means house of bread. Yet in the book of Ruth, we learn of a time in which the township experienced famine. When God visited them with harvest, there was fresh bread in the house of bread again. And as a result, a sound went out. The testimony of God's goodness reached the ears of a grieving widow called Naomi. And it says in Ruth 1:6, then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return to the country of Moab. When that sound reached Naomi, she set out on a journey with her daughter-in-law Ruth. It was for time for a new destiny to unfold. It came with a fresh sound and fresh bread. Changed the destiny. Messiah's line came through that. Secondly, Elijah was on the run from wicked Jezebel and her threats. It was a low time in Elijah's life and he was completely exhausted. But a miracle happened. God sent an angel to give him freshly baked hot bread. Fresh bread. All at once an angel touched him and said, "Go up and eat." He looked around and there by his head with some bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and laid down again. 1 Kings 19. At one of his lowest points, God gave the prophet Elijah supernatural strength, fresh bread and replenishment. What happened? From there, Elijah ran 40 days and nights. Can you imagine that? 40 days and nights running to a place of appointment with God. What happened? There at Mount Horeb, sheltered in a cave, Elijah heard the fresh sound of God whispering his new commission. Fresh bread, fresh sound. When God gives you fresh bread, he will come with fresh revelation. Fresh sound. And the story that you all know, it was after the resurrection and the disciples had already encountered their risen Lord, yet there was still something lacking for Peter, some unfinished business. Peter may have been still uncertain as to his future direction after his denial of Jesus at the crucifixion. And in a moment, perhaps of restlessness, Peter called on some other disciples to go fishing with him. John 21. It was a long, weary night, no fish, until a man on the shoreline called out, "Cast your net over the other side." Struggling now with a multitude of fish, filling their nets, they realized Jesus was the man. What was he doing? He was waiting with fresh bread. And the fish was already cooking. Over fresh bread and fish, Jesus restored Peter and gave him his new commissioning. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. Follow me. Fresh bread, fresh revelation, fresh direction. My prayer for this autumn is that this church would have fresh bread and fresh revelation. Let's not live off the old mouldy manna. Amen? Let's expect something new. Let's stand. Can we have a song to finish with?
Thank you for the inspiring message.
Bless you. Bless you, John. We give him the glory. See, you can get all of that if you sit in chair number one. Get in the presence. Open your ears. Open your heart. Goodness knows what God will give you. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone here who's feeling dry and they want to change today? One or two? Amen. Let's pray right now. In the name of Jesus, we just ask you, Lord, pour out your Spirit afresh into our hearts and into our lives. Oh, fill us again, Lord, with your presence. Fill us again with your love. Fill us again, Lord, with the knowing of you surrounding us. Lord, we commit ourselves today to do and to change anything we need to spend more time with you, to receive that passion again. Thank you, Lord, that you caused us to see dryness that we might be free. Hallelujah. Anyone here want to hear fresh bread or eat fresh bread? Anyone want to hear a fresh sound? Let's ask him. Oh, Father, you don't meddle about with our feelings. Lord, you just want us to move with what you're doing. And we believe this is a prophetic word for this church, that you're going to give us fresh bread, which we receive, Lord, by faith, in the Spirit, right now. Fresh bread, Lord. Pour out fresh bread. Bake fresh bread. Every time we read your word, may it be fresh. May it be new treasures that we hadn't ever thought about before. And Lord, we so need that fresh sound. The fresh sound. The fresh sound of commissioning. The fresh sound of your Spirit moving across this land. The fresh sound of you moving in our lives again. Oh God, we cry out for fresh sound. We want to sing that new sound to you, Lord. Having received the new sound, we sing a new sound. But when you give us a new sound, our speech will be different. Our passion will be different. How we share will be different. Because it will have your power. It will have your anointing. We need that fresh sound. Amen.